We've talked a lot about banks making bets, and recently banks have started laying bets that the economy will improve. 18 banks that trade with the Federal Reserve have reported that holdings of U.S. government debt in treasuries has fallen at the fastest pace since 2004. Holdings of treasuries fell from $81.3 billion on November 24th to just $2.34 billion on December 29th. Do you have any idea what that means? Maybe not, but here's Louise Story to explain it for us. She's our Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. All right, so explain to us exactly what this means and why we're watching how much these banks are holding of U.S. debt.
So, you know, the banks were buying up tons of U.S. debt, particularly end of last summer and this fall, when everyone was really getting concerned about maybe a double dip or some sort of retrenchment into a bad economy. But in December, it seems like they really thought things were looking up. There was some good manufacturing data. Employment data has been a little bit better. And so what these biggest banks, the nation's biggest banks, did was they sold off a lot of the government debt, the treasuries. And what that indicates that they think there are better things to invest in, like corporate bonds or the stock market or things that are typically riskier. So if they're kind of getting the hopes that they could invest in other things than tried and true U.S. debt, it means they think the economy may be looking up.
And to what extent does this record profit that the Federal Reserve made of $78 billion for last year, how does that play into this mix?
Well, you know, the Federal Reserve does make money based on how people are buying government debt. And of course, the Fed's profits go back to the U.S. Treasury. So it all comes.
Well, Bernanke will get a $2 billion bonus, right?
No bonuses for government officials of that sort. That's right. A Wall Street thing,
oh,
John.
I see. Sorry. Thank you.
But is this also a way so that they can have a beneficial effect on their own balance sheets? Is this just trying to clean up their bottom line?
Well, that's what some people are talking about. You know, really, since last year, when we paid all that attention to Lehman and the window dressing that Lehman was doing, a lot of people have been focusing on the end of the year, the end of the quarter, what banks do to slim down their balance sheets and look better. And so this dramatic drop down from $80 billion to $2 billion of U.S. Treasury holders at the bank, some people say, well, were they thinking the economy is looking up and is that it, all of it? Or were they also just cleaning up their balance sheets right before the end of the year? And are they going to buy a lot of it up now? And that could be the case as well. It makes their balance sheet look better when they own less of it because then they have to borrow less to fund it. So it just makes their overall holdings look smaller and it affects some of their financial ratios.
So how much U.S. debt does Goldman Sachs own that will be appearing? I mean, they're coming out with a 63-page report. You said that they were planning to release this for a long time. Why is Goldman Sachs opening their books?
Well, you remember last spring we were talking about Goldman constantly on the program because they were in the spotlight for those mortgage security deals they did, betting against client bets. And at the time, they said, we are going to review our entire way of doing business. They announced this before after a congressional hearing, and they said, this is something we're going to do to look at our business. And this report is coming out today. We saw a little excerpt of it, the executive summary last night. And in that, they said they're going to think about not only what they can do in business, but what they should do. So it sounds like a little bit of ethical questioning.
Or maybe window dressing.
Well, I'll be reading it very carefully today. I'll fill you in.
You can't mess up Louise Story.
Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for the New York Times. Not fooled. Just a warning out there. She is not fooled.